This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
And then there were four. It is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Kolsky's not in tonight. He's doing something with the Warriors. I don't want to know what it is. He can do his own thing. We're in San Francisco, you know? Good evening. How you doing? 6.5 minutes past the hour. Last time the cops pulled me over, I told them I was Jerry Burke. Damn it, that's the story I'm going with. We're going to talk a little Final Four, or what's going to be the Final Four, coming up here in just a little bit. I was going to talk with Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake & Palmer. We're going to do that later this hour. But I had my brush with stardom today. Ba-dum-bum. And yeah, we'll get to Major League Baseball. By the way, the San Diego Padres are in first place. That's going to last. I tell you what, yeah, I'm going to wait until we come back from the break to tell you how my brush with stardom, what happened today to me walking. It came through what's called Walton Square Park here in San Francisco. You know, it's good to be Jerry. It really, really is. And sometimes more so than others. And today was one of those days. Now, I have to stay here and I have to talk to you people. So it has gone downhill since. But I get paid a lot of money to do it. So for all of you, that is joining us on Sirius and XM Channel 92, how you doing out there? Hopefully you had a great weekend. I know back on the East Coast, going up from, say, Philadelphia North, you're dealing with ice and snow. And it rained here yesterday. It only got up to 63 today. It's the part of the total program where you tell me to shut the F up. We're going to take your calls first out of the gate. 1-800-878-7529. That is the number here. 202-456-1616. That's the number of the White House if you want to give them a drop. Keep in mind they do have caller ID. And we had another earthquake in Los Angeles today. Now, I'm in San Francisco. So, hey, you know, it's not us. But whenever you start hearing about repetitive earthquakes in California and considering how way overdue we are for one here in San Francisco, it makes you a little bit nervous. And considering I live about four blocks east of the San Andreas Fault, well, you know what? I may get beachfront property. Who knows? But enjoy the show tonight because the way things are going in here in California, I may not be here tomorrow. Oh, quit applauding. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy Leagues free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Isn't it always, huh? Ooh, a Jon Stewart sighting. Not the Daily Show Jon Stewart, but Kingston Trio original Jon Stewart, along with Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, going back to the late 70s here. Ah, memories. It's past the hour. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Kolsky has the night off. He'll be joining us here 40 past the hour. He was at the Oracle Arena at the Biggity Biggity O, checking out the Warriors this evening. We'll chit-chat about him, about the NBA, and, of course, about the now Final Four in college basketball. And if you're Michigan State, hang your heads in shame. You let a game get away twice. You spent the first 10 minutes of the game just kind of meandering your way through the game. And you come back with 9 unanswered points to end the first half. You got everything going for you. And you choke it up in the second half. Kentucky, Michigan, what can you say? Great game. So for those of you who don't know, your Final Four are the UConn Huskies, Kentucky, as well as Florida. And a great game between Wisconsin and Arizona. The Badgers advance. Your final game's on this coming Saturday, which will be up April 5th. I believe the first game at 6:09 Eastern time would be UConn and Florida. The second game, I think it was just around 8:30 or so, will be the Wildcats going up against the Badgers. Oh, boy. I don't like Kentucky, Florida, or UConn for obvious reasons. I just don't like them. I'm hoping Wisconsin. It would be nice to see someone different. Wisconsin would be somebody different. Before we get to Showtime in Kansas City, had an interesting afternoon heading into work here. I work in San Francisco's North Beach District, and I was putzing around. It was kind of early. I was walking along this area that's called the Embarcadero here in San Francisco. It's this stretch of road that runs parallel to the San Francisco Bay from the Bay Bridge all the way out to the end with near Aquatic Park, near Girardelli Square, with, you know, that whole thing, into the cable car line. And I'm walking through that. If you know me, I'm a juggler. And I just was just juggling 2 lacrosse balls to pass the time. Come out of the park, and boom, there is this movie set sitting there. And I mean, this was not some independent film or a class project. This was a real film production company. And I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. So I kind of, you know, went around the perimeter of it, not to get in anybody's way. And I just kept walking. And I get maybe half a block away or so. I hear some footsteps coming up behind me. and saying, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. And I turned around, and there was a guy there in his 20s, some production assistant, I guess he was. And he says that somebody wanted to speak with me. I'm thinking, oh, crap. I probably stepped into a shot or something like that. And, you know, not that I care, but it costs money. Every time they have to do a reshoot, that costs money. And, you know, I don't like to cost people money unless they win a bet. So I walk back, and there's a woman there. I guess she was the first or second assistant for director or something. She wasn't the guy in the big chair, but she was someone who, you know, wore a headset and looked important. And she said, do you know how to juggle? I'm standing there juggling two. I'm like, oh, yes, ma'am. She goes, do you only have those two? I said, no, I have a couple of more in my bag. She goes, can you do four of them? I said, sure. I said, would you mind being an extra, a stand-in extra in a shot? I'm like, sure, why not? What do I get? Like, oh, we'll give you a couple of bucks and we'll feed you. I'm like, great, you know. And I was a couple hours early for work. So they take me into this, you know, this trailer. They put some makeup on me. Someone performed an act of gel on my hair. I wasn't particularly crazy about that. They gave me a bowler hat. I had a sweater on. They took that sweater off and they gave me a different shirt. And I had these, you know, these brown khaki pants on. And all I had to do was stand on this corner. And they said, when they say action, all we need you to do is just juggle those four balls. Dolly camera is a camera that's on kind of like these rails, you know, look really, so they can follow the primary actors. And they walk by. And, you know, when the shot goes by, just don't say anything and you're cool. Okay. Now, I pride myself in being, you know, able to do things in one take. I say that because the production director of any radio station I ever worked at isn't here, and they can't disagree with it. So for all you know, everything I ever did only took one take. So I have no idea what this movie's about. I don't know who's in it. I don't care. I really thought this is something to do. So all of a sudden, you hear somebody up in this big cherry picker. Here. And action. And a couple of people start walking down towards this corner where I'm standing. It's the corner of, I think it was Clay and, it was the corner of Clay and Davis Streets here in San Francisco. Right by this area called the Gateway, Vista East. And a guy and a woman start walking towards me. Well, I'm not paying attention. I'm trying not to drop what I'm juggling. And his camera walks by, and the guy takes out a couple of bucks, and he throws in his hat that I had sitting on the ground that they put there. One of the actors was Julianne Moore. I don't know who the guy was. I was like, oh, that's cool. They followed them from this dolly camera out of my shot range. I was on camera. I mean, I think I may have been on for like 2 seconds. And they followed them down. All of a sudden, cut, good. And they came up, and they took the $5 out of my hat, and they took the hat, and they took the shirt. I got my sweater back, though. And some production assistant comes over and they need me to sign some papers. And I was so tempted on the bottom where it says sign. I was so tempted to write Gemini, but I signed my name, Jerry Burke. And they gave me $35 cash. Thank you. And I even got to go get a sandwich and a couple of beers from the crafts and services table. So, you know, all in all, you know, look, my guess is, look, it seemed like such an inconsequential scene. If it even ends up in the movie, great. If I end up on the cutting room floor, I don't care. I got a free sandwich, $35 and a couple of beers out of the deal. So, you know, good for me. That was the highlight of my weekend. Although yesterday was Saturday. And you know what I did yesterday for the first time? Showtime, you're in Kansas City. Hello, Showtime. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jerry. Sounds like you're doing well yourself.
I'm doing okay. Now, you've known me for years now. You've actually been to my place. I have those big picture windows that look out towards downtown San Francisco. It rained like hell all day here yesterday. And not that I have a problem with rain. We needed it. You know what I did? And you know me. You know what I did yesterday for the first time? And I mean in years. You know what I did?
You went to Vesuvio's.
Something
other than a martini.
No, I said something I haven't done in years, not in days. Something I haven't done in years. I did nothing. Literally nothing. I laid on my couch all day, watched movies, basketball games, ate and drank things. Made bodily function noises, scratched things that in public you're not allowed to scratch. I did nothing. It was so cool. I have to do that more. There's a great story about when Hirohito was in power. And you have to understand, as emperor, your time is not your own. And, I mean, just 20, I mean, oh, he was awake 19 hours a day. And it was just meetings after meetings after meetings after meetings after, you know, none of his time was his own, even though this guy's the emperor. And the story goes that, and this is right around, this is before World War II. He goes to this, there's this big palace, it's on a kind of conclave sort of place, and he had a meeting. And he walked in, and there was no one in the place. This big open-air this big open-air foyer kind of place. And I guess the meeting was canceled, nobody told him. And he's standing there in the middle of this conclave, nobody around. Stood there for about 5 minutes. And, of course, the emperor, you don't address him, he addresses you. He finally turns around to two of his aides and he says, you know what? We have to schedule more meetings like this. Because sometimes, you know what? Doing nothing is probably one of the most productive things a human being can do. I didn't know I was good at it. I haven't done nothing in years. I'm pretty good at doing nothing, Showtime.
You're a man of many talents.
I am a man of many talents. It's just I didn't know I was good at doing nothing, but evidently I am. Now, don't get me
wrong. Why you're the guru of greatness.
This is why I'm the guru of greatness. Now, of course, the Iceman, Matt Kolsky, he is over in the Biggity Biggity right now. He was at the Warriors game, but he will be calling up here at 40 past the hour, about 19 minutes from now, and we're going to have him on. But you know what? We have you on the air right now, Showtime. And just so you happen to know, if you don't know, the final two games of the Grade 8 going into the Final Four, Michigan State just completely threw that game away. Got to give UConn credit. They stuck with them. They played good ball. 60-54, they advanced the 7th seed, and the number 8 seed, Kentucky Wildcats. Good ball game, 75-72 over. See, I was truthfully, I was thinking it was going to be a Michigan State finals. But shows how smart I am. what's on your mind, Showtime? Actually, you know what? Here's what we're going to do, Showtime. I'll tell you what. Let me go to a break right now, okay? And then I come back, and that way I can give you a full allotment of Showtime, as they say. Huh? Have you gotten a hold of those people from Gates Barbecue yet?
I've called them 3 times a day last week, Jerry. Every day of the week, I've left messages.
Did you use my name?
I did use your name.
And they didn't call you those bastards. Know what you need to do? Screw Gates. Find another barbecue house. No, they don't want to get back.
I'll work on that.
They don't want to get back to us. To hell with them. We will find. You go to their competition and you say they poo pooed us. Tell them they stood us up. They're big-leaguing us. We're going to make them bigger than Gates. You tell them I said that, okay?
I will do that. There's a couple other places that are really good in Kansas City. Smokestack, Jack.
Okay, okay. Hold that thought. Let me go into this break. We'll come back. We'll talk about that more, and we'll also talk about the Major League Baseball season coming up, okay?
Sounds good. Barbecue, baby.
Barbecue, baby. Showtime in Kansas City, 1-800-878-7529. Dave Arbus doing the violin services here with the Who in the background. I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener. Sirius and XM Channel 92. This is Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Nice, the Grateful Dead. Way to go. Bob Dylan tune, Maggie's Farm. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Gonna work on Maggie's Farm no more. This is Anaheim, California, 1991.
Well, I wake up in the morning, hold my hands and pray for rain. Gonna hit Boulevard.
Bruce Hornsby was playing up at this point. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Matt Kolsky will be joining us here on his very own radio program in 13 minutes. Next hour, we're going to be talking with Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Right now, we get back on the phone with Showtime in Kansas City. Showtime, we need to work on your math, pal.
Okay. Why is that?
I'm looking at the text you sent me right here earlier. Let me get to this again here. Baby girl, that's Kolsky. There you go. Showtime. Here we go. The Dodgers are in first place at 2-1, right?
Yes.
The Padres are at second at 1-0, right?
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Want to try again?
Well, the Dodgers are 2-1 in the division. They beat the Diamondbacks two games out in Australia. They lost to the Padres tonight, so mathematically they'd be a half game ahead of the Padres.
No,
the Padres are 1-0.
See, the Padres are.
If I'm wrong, correct me.
You're
correct
wrong. See, the Padres are undefeated. They're playing 1,000 ball right now. Okay, Dodgers are 2-1. They're playing 666 ball. Last time I checked. Now look, I went to school in Pennsylvania. I mean, maybe the math things there are different than they are in Missouri. Last I checked, 1,000 is better than 666.
You got a good point. I stand corrected. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate
that. Actually, what that is called is being mathematically in first place. Okay. Now, yes, the Dodgers are one up in the win column, one down in the loss column. Okay. So basically, they're in the same point. If they would cancel each other out and both be 1-0, but mathematically speaking, as far as actual math goes, San Diego is in first place in the National League West. Don't get used to it, Padre fan. Although I would love for the Padres or the Diamondbacks, or the Rockies to win the NL West. I think that would be so fantastic, just to show that. Because the Dodgers, by the way, congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers. They have supplanted the New York Yankees as the highest payroll in baseball for the first time in 9 years.
And, you know, speaking of the Padres, I like the jerseys, by the way, but they're my pick on Sports Sober on America for the worst record in baseball.
Oh, wait, let me write that. Let me,
wait, 1-0.
Let me write that down. Hang on a second. Let me get the sheet off the wall here. See, now, there are some people. But there are some people who have yet to make picks yet because they're, you know, they haven't gotten. I was talking to Skittles, the great Amy Piddle from Sin City Comedy in the Planet Hollywood in Vegas. Let's see. Showtime. San Diego. Here we go. And she hasn't made her pick yet. Last year she took the Yankees, which was a solid pick. Though, it's Showtime. Showtime. Okay, you're in for the Padres. Now, there are some. By the way, what we're talking about here, people, is this. Anybody can root. if anyone could pick or predict who's going to win their division or who's going to be the best team or who's going to win the World Series, and anyone could choose mediocrity. Okay, I think this team may be 500. What we choose for here is out-and-out suckage. And every year we have a contest to see, we all pick to see who's going to have the worst record in baseball. And out of those teams, everyone that we pick, the one who has the best record has to buy the rest of us all lunch. Now, unless you really screw the pooch, like Kolsky did last year. Last year, our very own Matt Kolsky, for the worst team, took the Boston Red Sox, who my Red Sox ended up winning the World Series, third time in 10 years. Thank you very much. That's more than dinner on that. So far, Kolsky has taken the Twins. I have the Mets. Marco D'Angelo has taken Philadelphia. You have San Diego. Robert Bouin took the Atlanta Braves. Three teams off the board before we even started, of course, were the Marlins, the Cubs, and the Houston Astros. Nobody is allowed to pick them. Skittles still needs to pick. Townsend needs to pick as well. Although he was bitching, saying, it was my idea to begin with. How come I didn't go first? It's because you haven't gotten a hold of me, Chris. That's why. So, any event, so basically baseball season is getting underway. It starts out here in California, here in San Francisco, in Oakland, right across the bay, where, believe it or not, the two-time defending American League West champion Oakland A's prepare to defend their title as Terry Francona and the Cleveland Indians make their start to the season out here in Oakland. You have the Royals out there. The Royals are a sexy pick right now. They're a sexy pick, but I don't know, man. I mean, look. Detroit has got, you know, on paper, the starting eight they have is just lights out. If they get dinged up, they may have some problems. Kansas City has, like I said, interchangeable parts. Now, are you guys going to win the American League Central? Probably not. But I wouldn't look. If you guys get in there in the second wild card and have to play that play-in game, I think that's entirely possible. What I'd like to see, though, even more, I would not like to see them do. I don't want to see the Royals get in there and the second wild card, and then lose that one game and then go home. I think that would be, it'd be a nice story, but I think it would be disappointing. What I would like to see the Royals do is finish the season like 82-80 and have something to build for towards 2015.
Well, Jerry, I think that we're going to do a lot better than the 82-80. I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. You know, only is Showtime on the bandwagon, I'm driving the damn thing. I was on the Royals before anything started this year. We're starting tomorrow in the afternoon in Detroit. We're going against Verlander and Scherzer and Annabelle Sanchez.
We were talking to Robert Bouin this past Tuesday, as we always do here on Sports Overnight Sirius and XM Channel 92. And the three teams that cannot afford to fall behind early are in this in any league. Any are the three teams in the American League Central. The White Sox are going to suck, but Kansas City and Cleveland cannot afford to come out of April being three or four games out of first place already. They do, it's over. Now, if they can tread water and stay close till say the All-Star break, then they have a chance. But if these guys fall 5, 6, 7 games out of first place before the All-Star break, they're in trouble. Both of them are. Even Kansas City more so than Cleveland. At least Cleveland has some vets on that team that like, okay, well, here's what we need to do. And they have Terry Francona. But Kansas City's got, what's their average age, 12?
We do got a young baseball team, but I do agree with you. We got to come out the blocks hot. We got to get on a roll starting tomorrow. You know, we're playing Detroit. Yeah, it's the first series of the season, the first couple games, but we got to put runs on the board. We got to get the W starting off, especially against the Tigers, because not only you, but everybody across America is putting those Tigers in an AL Central champions. So we're going to get it done. We got to get it done early, and we got to take at least 2 out of 3 against Detroit in Detroit. And just get on a roll, Jerry.
What you need to do, very simple. You want to make it to the playoffs in the majors? Here's what you do. You win 2 out of 3 at home. You play 500 on the road. You can do that. You're in. Oh, granted. Now, granted, you can't split a 3-game series. Although some teams have tried. But you know, it would be a nice little start if they can go into Detroit the first 3 games of the season and take two out of three from Detroit. I think that'd be fantastic. That'd be like, okay, good. But if they go in there and they get swept, it's like, uh-oh. They're already 3 down to the Detroit Tiger team that is loaded.
Well, I think if anybody's going to bring the brooms, Jerry, it's going to be my Kansas City Royals. I mean, we got big game James Shields going tomorrow, and everybody knows he's a true ace. And we got Jason Vargas going in game number 2, a big free agent acquisition, got a lot of money on the table. He's a left-hander. He's a southpaw. So we're looking to make noise with him, make an impact. Yolando Ventura, he was trying to make the team with a fifth starter. They got him slated in the number 3 spot. He's got a phenomenal fastball, Jerry. He throws flames about 100 miles an hour.
He could throw 200 miles an hour. If the ball doesn't move and he can't spot it, they're going to catch up to him. These guys are major league hitters.
We got a good bullpen, too, Jerry.
That you do have.
Get starters a good 6-7 innings and bridge that gap to the Hollywood man. I'm talking about Greg Holland. He's going to shut it down. He's probably the best closer. Him and Greg Kimball of Atlanta are probably the best closers in all of baseball right now, Jerry. What do you think?
I don't know if they're the best in all of baseball right now. They did a lot better than Brian Wilson did earlier tonight in San Diego, Here's the thing. You can say they're the best closers in baseball, but they haven't had the opportunity to be closers yet. Because let's be honest with you. You haven't been a 500 team since – let's put it this way. There was a picture posted on my Facebook page today. And if you go to my Facebook page, Jerry, G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. I'm the only one spelled that way. A picture of me with a high school friend of mine named Keith Conforti juggling in this class. And it was right around that time. It was like one of the few, it wasn't too long after that when was the last time the Royals were over 500, for God's sakes. So don't, I think that when Tony Pena was their manager back in the 90s, I think they had an over 500 season. My point is this. Don't get up there and say they're the best closers in baseball when they haven't had an opportunity to close that many games. Hey, Showtime, I got a boogie. I got to talk to Kolsky, man, but give me your outro.
Jerry, my friend, as always, thank you for the time. The world's over 500 baseball last year. Check the stats. Showtime, Kansas City, baby. As always, thank you for the time. Salute the troops. I'm out.
There's something to be said about a true believer. We are heading to Oakland, California next, right across the bay here from where I sit in downtown San Francisco, talking to Matt Kolsky, talking a little basketball, NBA, and of course we're going to talk the Final Four, where Basketball Jones is next, Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
All right, now, Chief, jump up and dunk it in. Take a rest, Chief. Just stay right there. Take a rest. I'll be right back.
Basketball Jones, I got a basketball Jones. Got a basketball Jones, oh, baby, ooh.
And now joining us on Sports Overnight America, the man who's usually sitting in a seat right now on the other side of a glass talking into a microphone, but he had his priorities. He was in Oakland, California, checking out the Warriors. And I know he's more relieved than anybody that Philadelphia's losing streak is finally over. Shame on you, Detroit Piston fans. Matt Kolsky joins us on his very own radio program. Matt, good evening, sir. How are you? Thanks for joining us on your own show.
Oh, hey, Jer. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. It was interesting. You know, I want to talk to you about this Michigan State UConn game. And I'm glad you said you would come on, because is it me, or did it seem like Michigan State did everything in their power not to win this game today? It came out, they looked really bad early. They went on a 9-0 run at the end of the first half. They go up a couple of points, and I figure, okay, this game, I'm not saying it's in the bag, but okay. Now, I'm not taking anything away from UConn. They played a really good second half, and they played really well. But I thought, okay, Michigan State, they pretty much were showing who's boss here the last 9 points of the first half. And they came out in the second half, and they looked like their sneakers were glued to the damn floor. And it just looked like it's not like they didn't want to win the game. Obviously, they did want to win. But it looked like they were giving, not like I said, not taking anything away from UConn, but Michigan did everything in their power not to win that game today.
Well, I wouldn't go quite that far because of one guy, and that's Shabazz Napier. I mean, Michigan State made their mistakes. You know, that undoubtedly it was not the kind of performance they hoped to put out there.
Right.
That being said, their mistake, more than blowing the game directly, their mistake was letting a team in UConn that is both hot and probably has a more definite go-to guy, or maybe even go-to guys, if you would want to throw Boatwright in there too, than does Michigan State. And, you know, a lot of Michigan State's best players are big guys. Appling is a tough guard, but he's missed a lot of the year. So I don't know that he has the same sort of finishing presence that Shabazz Napier has, because to me, that was what won the game. Michigan State let UConn hang around and, in fact, let them lead for much of the game.
Right.
But you're right. There were a few moments, one of them at the end of the first half,
yeah,
and one of them at the end of the second half, not the very end, obviously,
right,
but in the last, maybe from minute, you know, 5 to minute 2, where it seemed like, oh, okay, this is Michigan State sort of exerting their will,
right,
and showing us, you know, the depth of their talent and the fact that 1 through 6 or 7, probably, Michigan State has by far the superior talent. But right now, I'll take Shabazz. You know, it reminds you of Kemba Walker, the year that UConn won just a few years ago.
Right.
Shabazz Napier is a beast right now. And he hits every big shot. And, you know, look, there were some big shots for Michigan State, too. But ultimately, their mistake was letting it be a game down the stretch.
Yeah.
When it was a game down the stretch, Shabazz Napier was able to take that game.
Right. No, I agree with that. And I said, it's just, I watched that game. And listen, I'm not taking anything away from UConn. They played a great game. But it just seemed like, yeah, it almost seemed like Michigan was like, oh, wait, I think, wait, we're down how much? Okay, need to turn it on. And I think they just ran out of time. I think that's what it looked. It almost looked like it's just one of those deals where it's just, I hate to say, they just didn't seem like they were into it, but it just seemed like, after, you know, they'd say, okay, they like UConn stick around. They say, okay, well, now it's time to start playing ball. And it's just eventually they just ran out of time. And this is one of those deals, yes, UConn won. UConn deserves to move on to take on Florida coming up this Saturday. I'm not taking anything away from them. But 1-7, like I said, I think Michigan is the more talented. Michigan State was the more talented team. I think this is one that Tom Izzo is going to be kicking him, not kicking himself like he did something really wrong over this. But this is one that he's going to be kicking himself over thinking, you know what, that was wrong. We should be in Arlington, Texas coming up this Saturday.
Maybe, but they're not.
Yeah,
And again, if I have to take one takeaway from this game, it's Shabazz Napier. It's not the failures of Michigan State.
One team that definitely deserves to be there, and they are, and you don't think of them as being. I mean, you look at Wisconsin, you think. It's Wisconsin, okay. You think offensive linemen. You think hot-looking chicks in Madison and good parties. You don't think about Wisconsin being in the Final Four, but you got to give the Badgers credit, man. They have been playing some damn good basketball, and they beat a very good, although slightly, in my opinion, overrated Arizona team. They still played a hell of a game. They're moving on as well.
Yeah, Wisconsin now has a couple of players. I mean, that Kaminsky kid is a force to be reckoned with right now. He can take it inside or outside on you. He really seems to have every skill. Arizona, with all their different talents, I mean, they got Aaron Gordon who can jump through the roof. They got several really big guys, and it was just whoever, and I can't remember who was calling the game, maybe Raftery, but they kept pointing it out that whatever answer Sean Miller and Arizona tried to provide to Kaminsky, he used his other skills to beat that person.
Right.
They put a really big guy on him. He took it outside. He could put it on the floor and take it around them. If they put a smaller guy on him, he went right to the post. It was a display. It was fun to watch.
Yeah.
And I think the Jackson kid, Jimmy Jackson's son, Trayvon, I think is his name, is a really good team leader. I thought they might be in trouble when they missed the shot to go to OT. And
yeah, they didn't fold up though. I mean, usually it's something something like that'll dishearten you. But they didn't fold up. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, let me ask you.
And for the first time, Jerry, Bo Ryan has a team with a ton of talent in addition to being tremendously coached, and they're not just a team that is trying to slow it down and beat you up.
Right.
To equalize the talent gap. Now they can play smart basketball, and they can also
put points up.
They got a couple of go-to guys.
Right. So they're not winning.
That's a
They're not winning their games 49-46. They're scoring points. Yeah, they're not being the Pacers. In other words,
right. Well, and Wisconsin teams of old, you would have thought putting them up against this Kentucky roster with the just load of athletic ability they've got would be a disaster. But I got to tell you that I think you may have similar. Kentucky could have similar problems to Arizona in terms of stopping Kaminsky, and this is going to be a really good game. A couple of really good games, I think.
Let me ask you something. I'm going to throw out four teams. You tell me which one is the biggest disappointment in this past weekend. Michigan State, Michigan, Dayton, and Arizona. I don't think you could put Dayton in there, but they were the losing team. So let's throw the other three. Michigan State, Michigan, and Arizona. Which of those three is the one that, I mean, I think Michigan State's the one that should be kicking themselves, but which one of those three do you think is the one that's just, you think maybe let it get away?
Yeah, you know, I think it's got to be Michigan State. Although, I support Shabazz Napier more than I want to denigrate Michigan State, but I think it has to be them because You're just in terms of the matchup, you're talking about taking on an underdog team where you have more size and more ability, and you've been a better team all year.
Right.
You know, in the case of Michigan against Kentucky, that's an awfully nasty Kentucky team that just underperformed for a lot of the year. They snuck into that 8th seed. And, you know, actually, if there's a team I feel the worst for, it's Wichita State getting that bum draw.
Yeah.
Because Kentucky is as good as anybody if they're clicking. And, you know, remember, they were, they may have been number one in the preseason rankings, if I remember correctly. So, you know, it was supposed to be the greatest recruiting class of all time, and you're starting to see these kids play now. It's hard to get too upset about Michigan coming up against a Kentucky team that, is 6 seeds lower, but really just as good. And then, as far as Arizona and Wisconsin go, I mean, I think you saw both teams play pretty well.
Yeah, it was a good game. It was. Neither team played poorly. It was just, you know, so somebody's got to win. That's basically what that game came down to.
Exactly. And I think you could say the same thing for Kentucky and Michigan.
Exactly.
You know, look, there were some problems. Michigan had some issues. Stauskas missed some shots. They had a couple turnovers late. Some were bad. But that was a tough game.
Yeah, it's somebody has to lose. It's a shame it has to be that way, but somebody does have to lose.
Michigan State was the one team where, you're right, it felt at least a little bit like this was theirs. This game was out there for the taking, and they were unable to take it.
I want to tap into the NBA real quick here in a second. Matt Kolsky joins us on his very own show, Sports Overnight America, Weekend Edition, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. I'm not going to talk to you again before Sunday night. So I'm telling you right now, I'm thinking UConn, Wisconsin. What are you taking?
Boy, I think I am going to go Florida. And I'll just go opposite on both. Why not?
Florida, Kentucky? Oh, you got it. Matt Kolsky joining us. Let's talk a little bit of NBA. I was talking about this all week on the air, that the Detroit Pistons, we'll just do this quickly, the Detroit Pistons had to be praying to God that Philadelphia beat Houston on, I believe it was Wednesday night or Thursday night, so they didn't have to go in to take care of Philadelphia and try to send them, because the pressure, Detroit's not playing for anything. So but when Philadelphia had that 26-game losing streak and they're going to take on Detroit, Detroit had me praying that Philadelphia would beat Houston so they didn't have to be the ones. And, of course, sure as God made little green apples, Philadelphia snaps their losing streak at 26, tying the all-time record held by the 2010-2011 Cleveland Cavaliers juggernaut, though they are. You were watching the Warriors. Who did the Warriors take on tonight, by the way?
The Knicks.
Carmelo probably looked good, though, right?
No, you know, it was just a terrible, terrible game for the Warriors, and they blew it in a lot of ways. Part of it is they just, boy, the offense looks really bad. I know that seems crazy to say because it's the Warriors, and you think of them as Splash Brothers, and they score and score, but that hasn't been the case. And lately, if Steph isn't lighting it up, nothing doing. And
David Lee's not covering for him?
Well, unfortunately, that was part of the problem. Tonight, David Lee and Bogut were both out.
Yeah.
So it was a really short roster and just an ugly loss. I mean, I think they finished in the 80s. I don't have the score in front of me, but it was an ugly loss, and it just showed the problem. I mean, look, when you're missing your starting 4 and 5, every team's probably going to struggle.
Of course it is.
But this was a game that the Warriors really kind of needed. And boy, you hate to lose the bad Eastern Conference team.
Yeah. Matt Kolsky,
no matter who's hurt.
Yeah, Matt Kolsky joins us on his own program. Matt, we got about 3 and a half minutes left here. I've been saying this now for the last couple of weeks, and you've heard me say it. Other people have said I'm completely out of my mind, but I'm telling you right now, as much as I want the Miami Heat to bite the big one on this one, right now I'm going to put the Chicago Bulls ahead of the Indiana Pacers as a better team right now because Indiana flat can't score points. They may win games. Oh, yeah, they'll win a game 84-83, and I love the way that they beat around the Miami Heat a couple of days ago. But right now, the Indiana Pacers are having a hell of a time putting the round thing in the hoop, and it's not looking too good. They've lost their fifth in a row on the road. They did so again. Look, I love the Pacers. I would give anything to see them in the finals. But right now, they're having a tough time scoring points. And any idea what the hell's going on with that team? Because they're too good to be this bad right now.
No, I mean, I'm not sure I agree with that last statement. This is the team that they are. They don't have a go-to scorer. Paul George has been two different players this year.
Which is what you don't want.
Well, his scoring has just fallen to pieces.
Right.
You know, for much of the first half of the year, he was shooting a really high percentage. He was doing a ton of scoring in the mid-20s. And he's just falling off a cliff. He's not getting it done on the offensive end anymore.
And he's not picking a good time to do this.
Well, the problem for them is if he's not doing it on the offense, they don't have a go-to guy on offense. And so, you know, they suffer from some of the same problems as the Warriors, which is to say they don't run a ton of offense that impresses you. You know, the thing about a team... And I know this is probably everyone's example of someone who's doing something right, but that should tell you something. A team like the Spurs can play without their one or two or three best players, and they still get good shots. You know, they might not.
Well, and, you know, one of the reasons for that is Popovich, over the course of a season, will do that. He will take a couple of people out and start somebody else just to get people used to each other.
That's just the point, that he can do that because
he has interchangeable parts.
No, because he's a better coach than a lot of these guys.
Like, yeah,
Frank.
Yeah.
They run an offensive system that, I mean, you say they're interchangeable parts. That's true, but only because it's a tremendous offensive system. I mean, like Patty Mills is not an actual interchangeable part with Tony Parker. You know, who Thiago Splitter or Boris Diaw is not actually an interchangeable part with Tim Duncan. That's just not the case. The fact is, Greg Popovich runs that team like a precision machine and is able to get... Look, you're not always going to win when it's Patty Mills and Thiago Splitter and Boris Diaw, but you're going to get those guys good shots.
Right.
And in the Warriors or the Pacers, you've got a team that oftentimes can't get their best players good shots or good shots for anyone. So that's a huge factor. And that being said, I think a lot of those gaps are lessened in the postseason.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure Miami's playing a whole heck of a lot better than Indiana is right now, so no. I wouldn't go writing it off. That, you know, if you ask me, though, as I've said all year long, and in fact for multiple years now, I'm with the Heat until it's literally impossible for them to win.
Matt, thank you very much. You know what? I hate the Heat so much, I'm actually rooting for your Bulls to do well. Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you and me both, Chair.
Take care of yourself, my friend. See you next week.
Later.
Our very own Matt Kolsky, the host of this very radio program, Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. You can hear him. Well, actually, make sure you check out his podcast, F King Sports. Just go to iTunes, check out Matt Kolsky, Kolsky. You can tweet him at the Kolsky as well. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. News next.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement.
Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Richard Stewart. Churches offered prayers on Sunday for dozens of people dead and missing from last week's mudslide in Washington State, as well as words of solace for grieving families, many still waiting for news of loved ones who vanished. The formal death toll rose to 21 on Sunday, including the remains of 15 victims identified by medical examiners and six still awaiting positive identification, said Jason Bierman, program manager for the Snohomish County Emergency Management Department. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov held talks on Sunday about ways to defuse the crisis over Ukraine, with Kerry telling Moscow that progress depended on a Russian troop pullback from Ukraine's borders. Yellowstone National Park was struck on Sunday by a magnitude 4.8 earthquake, but no damage or injuries were immediately reported. This is IRN USA News.
Not available in California.
Do you have startup capital and are looking to invest in a booming health-based business? Here's your opportunity, because we're looking for business-savvy, healthy-minded people in this area to become franchise owners of Fresh Healthy Vending Machines, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America. Fresh Healthy Vending is a publicly traded company. With your Fresh Healthy Vending Machines, you'll be selling exactly what America wants: all natural, healthy, fresh, and organic foods. And with the USDA Smart Snacks and School Nutrition Guidelines starting and banning junk food in schools, the demand for fresh, healthy snacks is only getting bigger. Fresh Healthy Vending has identified prime vending machine locations in this area, and we place your machines for you so you can capitalize on the huge demand for healthy organic snacks on the go. Ready to grab your share of this booming industry? Visit readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2000 for free owner information. Locations in this area are filling up fast, so visit readyforfresh.com, special code 2000.
Giant U.S. retailer Walmart has sued credit card firm Visa, alleging that Visa worked with large banks to fix the price of transaction fees it charged to Walmart. Here's correspondent Hope Duggar.
The move comes after Walmart opted out of a $5.7 billion settlement with Visa and MasterCard in December. Walmart and other U.S. retailers such as Target objected to the terms of that agreement. Visa had sued Walmart in June 2013 to prevent the firm from filing a lawsuit. Walmart, which is the world's largest retailer, argues that Visa worked with large banks, quote, to illegally fix the interchange fees and inflate the network fees that Walmart and other merchants pay on Visa charge card transactions. Those large fees then caused enormous damage between 2004 and 2012, the retailer claims. Walmart is now suing Visa for damages, which it estimates to be over $5 billion.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has selected a new ambassador to represent Tehran at the United Nations, Hamid Aboutalebi, a veteran diplomat who has held key European postings in the past, Iranian sources said. This is IRN USA News.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. For information, go to 3stepusa or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Six people were killed on Sunday in clashes between groups backing rival candidates in Turkey's municipal elections, which turned into a referendum on the rule of Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan declared victory in local polls. It appears that a large number of children have been dumped by human traffickers. We get more analysis from correspondent Jason Wirt.
Mexican authorities have reported finding over 370 children who were dumped by human traffickers while their families were taken to the United States. At least 160 of the children taken in by the National Institute of Migration were alone and not traveling with an adult. At least 9 people have been arrested in connection with trafficking the children.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Greece approved on Monday a contentious reform bill to secure bailout aid, but the government was forced to expel a dissenting lawmaker, reducing its majority in parliament to just two seats. A total of 152 lawmakers backed the bill, which incorporates into Greek law hundreds of reform measures Athens agreed earlier this month with the European Union and the International Monetary Fund after more than 6 months of tough negotiations. Delta Airlines has been making inroads in the dogfight over the lucrative market for business travel between New York and London, but the newly merged American Airlines Group is fighting back. I'm Richard Stewart, and you've been listening to IRN USA Radio News.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
A Funeral for a Friend, opening track from Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Unbelievably, this album is 40 years old. Ouch. One of us is getting, you know, one of everyone, best, I mean, Saturday Night's All Right for Fight was on this. Love Lies Bleeding. Grace Seal, one of Elton John's most underrated tunes, was on this album, and you don't care. It's Sports Overnight America's Sirius on XM Channel 92. It's the Sports Zone, 6.5 minutes past the hour. How you doing out there? I'm Jerry Burke. Talking with Matt Kolsky last hour. Talking a little basketball, both college and pro. Although the line between those two is getting grayer and grayer by the day, or more blurred, I guess you can say. But when we come back, we're going to kind of push the little sports things off for just a little while. And we are going to talk with the drummer from probably one of the most creative progressive rock bands ever. Man who was a drummer for the Crazy World of Arthur Brown. Also a really good band called the Atomic Rooster, which means absolutely nothing to you unless you're really one of those hardcore music people. And if you are, good for you. You may know him a little better as Carl Palmer, the drummer for Emerson, Lake and anybody? Bueller? Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Did an interview with him on Friday morning, and it was fascinating. I mean, I don't get nervous very often, probably because I'm sedated half the time. And I've spent the better part of my adult life either interviewing with, hanging out with, partying with, or getting punched and slapped in the face by famous people. I rarely have ever gotten nervous. I was very nervous, very, very nervous the first time I met Pete Townsend. I met him twice. Let's be honest, I was scared to death the first time. The second time, I worked my way down to nervous. And I was very nervous when I met Paul McCartney. And that was just like a little passing thing. I was almost like walking down a reception line. I was actually a little nervous interviewing this guy. Carl Palmer, Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Little Jerry Burke from Agawam, Massachusetts / Scranton, Pennsylvania, talking to Carl Palmer. And we're going to do that next. And after that, we'll take your calls. 1-800-878-7529. Sports Overnight America, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
One of the seminal moments in the history of my life was on August 13th, 1971. It was a Friday. I was 6 years old. A couple of my babysitters, Denise McDonough and Claire Woodall, kidnapped me from my home outside of Springfield, Massachusetts, and took me to the Syracuse Auditorium. I didn't even know there was a Syracuse Auditorium, but they took me there to see Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and it was one of the most influential moments of my life at the age of six, and I'm sure it was one of the big moments and the highlights of this man's career we have on the air right now with us here at the Sports Byline Radio Network. The drummer from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, also from, God help us, the Atomic Rooster, and of course the Crazy Word of Arthur Brown. Carl Palmer joins us on Sports Overnight. Carl, how the hell are you? Thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, I'm fine. Can you hear me okay? So it's quite a bad line. There's a lot of background noise. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. You sound good. How are you today, sir?
Okay, I'm very good. Yeah, and you? Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Arrived yesterday. I'm here in Miami getting ready for my art exhibition this evening.
At art exhibition? Well, tell you what, before we get into your music and everything, of course, like I said, I saw you when I was six. What's with this art exhibition? Why don't you tell everybody what's going on in Miami? Because this is being listened to around the planet on Sirius and XM Channel 92. Tell us about your artwork, young man.
Oh, okay. So I'll tell you what we'll do. First of all, we're going to take down the email address. It's www.carlpalmerart. That's all one word, carlpalmerart.com. If your listeners like to go along to that website, they can really check out the new collection. It's up there. The first collection sold out last year, so I decided to launch another one this year. I'm launching it here in Miami, and I'm on the Monsters of Rock cruise. I start tomorrow, and we'll take it on board the ship for the next 5 days whilst I'm out at sea playing. We're going to exhibit it there, so it's quite exciting. You'd have to go online to see it. I think that would be much better for all of your listeners if they do that. KylePalmerArt.com. It's my second catalogue, and we've already sold 9 canvases, and we've not even hung them on the wall yet.
That said, that you know, it's always good when you have a reputation going in. Who are some of your influences in art when you got into this?
I've been a big fan of people like David Hockney. Uh-huh. I've really enjoyed Henry Moore. I'm very fond of, obviously, people, the abstract artists like Miro, Salvador Dali.
Right.
And I've been collecting art since the beginning of Asia, actually. Was my first, line drawing that I bought of any net recognition was a piece by David Hockney called The Man of Beirut. So I've been involved in art on and off for collecting for quite a while, but I've only just started it myself. In actual fact, this isn't painting with a brush and paint. I actually paint with light. And I film myself playing with electronic drumsticks into a computer, and the actual light then is generated in the computer, and then I put it onto a canvas.
It's funny.
So that's how it's all put together. It's basically technology.
You were talking about David Hockney. There was a great David Hockney exhibit here in San Francisco at the de Young Museum. You should have came up for it. People like Willem de Kooning and everything are great influences. And that Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake & Palmer, one of my favorite bands as a kid, joining us here on Sports Overnight. How you doing? I'm Jerry Burke. Now, Carl, real quick, we want to talk about these new DVDs you have. Carl Palmer, Decade, the 10th Anniversary Tour. The one question I have to ask you about this DVD from the MVD visual people is, what the hell were you doing in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania? I have been there. Of all places to record and video something, why Bethlehem? I mean, it's just...
Well, you see, the place that I played at was this art center, which was a lovely place. It's just been completely renovated and was a fabulous place to play because the backdrop was actually the iron foundry, the steelworks,
right,
directly at the back. And, of course, we've got some of that in the, if you check the DVD out, you'll see it. And it's lit up at night. And basically, that was a backdrop that we used. And it just seemed to work really well. The playing that night was really, really good. We recorded several nights, but that particular night was the best night. So that's why it happened that way.
But it's funny. When I saw the DVD, I saw Bethlehem because I lived in Philadelphia. And not too far from there in a town called Scranton, it gave me a chuckle. Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake & Palmer joins us here on Sports Overnight. How you doing? I'm Jerry Burke, which is irrelevant in this part of the conversation. Carl, a couple of questions I want to ask you before we get back into the here and now. And talking about the crazy world of Arthur Brown, Atomic Rooster, by the way, one of the great names of a band of all time. I don't know where they got it from, but real quick, Garden Variety Reader's Digest version. How did ELP get together? I know you had to audition for Greg Lake, who was with King Crimson, of course, with Robert Fripp. And, of course, yeah, with Keith Emerson. How did you have to end up getting, I mean, obviously you had a good reputation. You come from good pedigree musically with your family. How did it come about that you end up joining ELP?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I didn't know who Greg Lake was, you know, when they called me up. So
really?
I was suspicious about that because Keith Emerson obviously was exceptionally well-known via The Nice.
Right.
King Crimson were a reasonably big group, but The Nice were, you know, I would say bigger and been going for a lot longer. So
right.
But Greg Lake didn't really mean much to me. I actually got a call from Keith Emerson's manager, Tony Stratton-Smith, who's since passed away. Mm-hmm. He called me up because he'd heard about me. Obviously, I was the hot young gun in town, and that's how that worked. And I went along. I wasn't very keen at the time because I'd already got my own band, the Atomic Rooster, and we were doing
right.
exceptionally well. But I went along and played, and it was okay. It was pretty good. And I wasn't really keen because I heard there was rumors that it might be a four-piece band. I was only ever interested in playing in a trio,
right.
just like I've got now with my Carl Palmer ELP Legacy band. So I wasn't, you know, over the moon about playing. Anyway, they kept on calling me. I think the management of Keith Emerson called me again, Tony Stratton-Smith, and then EG Management, that managed King Crimson and Roxy Music and all this type of stuff. You know, a lot of bands from that sort of period called me and said, look, we'd like you to come down and try again. I said, well, it's not a case of trying. I said, I'm not really that keen. Anyway, the next minute I got a call from the late Ahmet Ertegun, who founded Atlantic Records, as you know, with Jerry Wexler.
Right.
He called me up and said, I'd like you to take this seriously and sort of go along and have another play and maybe get together and talk. And then that's how it finally happened.
Okay, well, listen, Carl, actually, I have a follow-up question to that. Now, when it comes, I mean, I know, you know, there are certain musicians that, that join bands, and they blend in nicely. With a band like Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, you know, first of all, you had Greg Lake, of course. You know, as far as vocals, he did a lot with King Crimson. But Keith Emerson, arguably one of the most innovative keyboard players that ever played in rock music. When you get into a trio like that and a band that seems like it is being dominated by one particular instrument, you're in charge of holding down the bass line. How did that work? Was it something you fell into naturally with this band, or was it something you had to really work hard on?
Well, you know, I've never been a drummer that keeps time. You know, if you want a drummer that keeps time, you know, don't employ me.
Right.
You know, you
like Keith Moon.
A metronome or a drum machine to do that. You know, I've only ever wanted to be in a band where the drums could be featured and they could be part of, you know, the lead instrument. And I play unison lines with keyboards and do whatever,
right.
Just like I do with, as they say, my own band, the Carl Palmer ELP Legacy. With Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, you know, I did everything but keep time, you know.
Right.
I reinforced the arrangements, played lots of unison lines with Keith because, you know, Greg didn't play all of that stuff. He did play very simply, and we needed somebody to be on that side of the fence, you know, holding it all down. And Keith and myself could just wrap things off at one hell of a speed and play unison lines together and, you know, basically create as big a orchestral symphonic sound as possible. And Greg would just be holding down the root notes on the bottom end of all of that, which was absolutely perfect. So it worked out well, really, because, as I say, you know, if it was a drummer that just kept time in Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, it would have been a bit boring, to be honest.
Yeah, you make the same argument. Keith Moon, along with John Entwistle and The Who, worked the same way as you and Keith Emerson did. It's not exactly like a Paul McCartney Ringo thing where it was tap, 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 tap. Moon and Entwistle, they basically ran along with each other.
Yeah, I mean, Entwistle, I mean, basically was the rock. In you know, in The Who, and you know, Keith Moon didn't keep time. He's extremely abstract in his playing.
Right.
It's the same kind of thing, you know. When you're trying to make new music and a new sound, you can't keep following this. The drummer keeps time, the bass player plays on the beat, and the lead guitar plays on top of that. You know, you can't keep doing it that way. It's been done that way since, you know, time began. So you've got to look at it outside the box, as they say. And we did way back in the early 70s. And The Who did way back in the early 60s. That's what it's all about. That's creating music.
Carl, we're only going to keep you for a couple more minutes. Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer joining us here at Sports Overnight Series on XM Channel 92. I'm Jerry Berker. At least that's what I told the cops the last time they pulled me over. Real quick, we got a couple of minutes. Who do you listen to now, or who do you listen to, you know, as far as musically speaking, that you kind of perks your ears up and you think, man, these guys really have it knocked down right now. Who do you listen to?
Wow, this line's really bad. Who influences me now is the question.
Yeah,
Jerry,
yeah,
is that
who,
right?
That's exactly what it is.
I mean, you know, I'm a bit old to be like really influenced, you know, by anybody.
Well, not so much influence, but who do you listen to now that perks your attention?
Well, let me just put it to you this way: instead of giving you one name, two names, or three names, let me just tell you that every young drummer that comes out, I get to hear about by the magazine, the drum magazines. I get put through my letterbox, and once a month, I probably spend 2 hours on the computer and I Google and YouTube everybody so I know exactly what they do. And I listen to them all, from the up-and-coming guy to the guy that's winning the latest polls at this moment in time. So I can't say to you there's any one in person that you're influenced by. You can't ask that question anymore because there's so many of us doing it at such a high level. Everybody is influenced by so many, many people. And as I say, I spend 2 hours each month just checking absolutely everybody out that comes my way. So, you know, my influences now are really wide. They're stretched right across the board.
After all these years, is it still fun?
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is what I was meant to do. I'm still doing it now. I'm still as enthusiastic about it. I mean, I've just done 16 days in England. I did a great tour there with my band. Prior to that, I was in Brazil. And I've got this cruise now. I've got the Monsters of Rock cruise. I'm staying on board the ship.
Nice.
We're going on to the Isle of Wight cruise, which is the Moody Blues. I come off that, and I'm playing in Portugal, you know, and then I'm in another couple of other countries, back into Germany, Austria, France, Italy. And, yeah, it's going to be fine, and I'll be back out with Asia in June. So, yeah, it's still a lot of fun to me. I still enjoy it. I work approximately 7 to 8 months a year, and the rest of the time is not really off. It's preparing for the next year, more or less.
Well, if you find yourself in San Francisco, I cannot wait to see you. Carl, I want to thank you very much for your time, man. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you, Jerry. And good pleasure. Look forward to meeting you.
You bet. You too. And good luck with the art for the thing. The Carl Palmer Art Carl.com. Make sure you check it out online. Some great artwork. And we're going to pimp the hell out of that for you, Carl. Once again, check out his new DVDs, Decade, 10-year anniversary tour of Emerson, Lake & Palmer. This is all available on MVD Visual. Carl Palmer, once again, thank you very much, sir.
Hey, no, thank you. Great to feature, Jerry. Take care.
Be cool. Be cool, my man. Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM, Channel 92.
And we would scream together songs unsung. It was the heat of the moment, telling me what my heart meant. The heat of the moment showed in your eyes.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
How did you get like this?
People were pouring champagne over each other.
And then wrestling in dirt?
I can't remember, but it's certainly not out of the question.
Or as we call it, Tuesday. Oh, little boss gags, man. The best albums I ever heard, Silk Degrees.
Babies in the running round, hanging with the crowd, putting your business in the street, talking out loud, saying you bought it this and that. How much
get a chance. Boss Guy has recently released an album called Memphis. Recorded entirely with studio musicians in Memphis. And it is fantastic. Hope he brings that tour around here to San Francisco, where he lives. I'm sure we'll be seeing him at the Great American Music Hall. And this guy was just smooth. Speaking of smooth, man, one of our longtime callers, formerly of St. Louis, now in Indiana, and he has got to be a little nervous about his paces right now and their inability to put the basket, the ball in the basket. Go to Mike in Indiana. Mike, good evening. Welcome to Sports Overnight America. How are you, my friend?
Well, it hasn't been a good week basketball.
It hasn't been, and Mike, let me ask something to you, Mike. I was saying this a couple of weeks ago, and everyone thought it was out of my mind. You know what? They probably were right. My point is this, though. I was in this particular instance. I think I was right. Indiana has had, and look, yes, they're winning games 84-82, 81. Oh, see, there goes Mike's lying. That always happens to Mike's phone. Mike, are you there? See, now, he'll call back. Mike has got one of the worst phones in, well, it's the Midwest, what do you expect? But well, the point I was trying to make, well, first off, about Boss Gags, if you get a chance to ever see him in concert, he puts on one of the best shows. He has some of the best traveling tour concert musicians on the planet. I mean, if you ever hear the guy, please go check it out. But oh, there's Mike again. See, Mike, we had this problem with your phone. We had this problem with your phone last time, Mike. You need to work on that, Mike.
Hang up.
No, see, nothing again. Yeah, oh well. My point is this: we were talking about the Indiana Pacers, and Indiana, they are just. Yeah, they're winning games. They've lost five in a row on the road, which doesn't bode well. And what they had thing in the East, I mean, they were up three after their win over the Miami Heat. I think that was on Wednesday night. And it's just lately, they just cannot score. So we're going to try this again. I'm hoping this is Mike. Is that you? Are you going to get a real phone or what?
That wasn't me that time.
Yeah, it was you this time. Trust me. I can re-rack the tape for you. Now, the point I was trying to make about your Pacers is, yeah, they're winning some games, but man, they can't score any points. I mean, it's almost like they forget.
They seem to be stuck in the 70s.
Yeah, they're winning games like 84-82 or 81-79, but you can't go. They're on a five-game losing streak on the road. You cannot go into the postseason. And we had Kolsky on earlier, and he's right. Without Paul George, he's completely fallen off the map. He was in the mid-20s, going in the 20s first half of the season. He's gone, by the way, he's turned into a ghost. And you don't have you're going to go to Hibbert? You don't have anybody else who can put the ball in the basket like him.
Well,
and here's a newsflash for you. To make it even worse, and if this may hurt you even worse right now, I don't think you guys are good enough to beat Miami. I think Chicago can beat you right now.
Well, some people feel Brooklyn could beat the Heat right now.
Well, Brooklyn has beat them three times. They've swept their series with them this year, but, it's Brooklyn, let's be honest. Although Brooklyn knows how to win.
Well, we'll see. You don't know till the competition starts. Right now, I think it's time for one of those players-only meetings. They need to put the coaches out and look each other in the eye and hold one another accountable. It's gotten to that point. We'll see if they do that. If they have a lead one game now and they let the Heat catch them, then you get what you deserve.
They did because they were up three on Wednesday.
Right. You made the promise at the beginning of the year, this is what we're going to do. You made the commitment and all of that. And so now you're about to poo-poo that. So we'll see.
I mean, look, defensively they're playing great, and they're playing tough defense, and they're keeping teams. Teams aren't even sniffing 100 points.
Well,
but they can't score.
You give Cleveland 90 points.
Yeah, come on. I mean, if you can't, let's put it this way: if you can't beat, look, Cleveland gets paid too. They're not 0-81 or any whatever the hell it is, but still, I mean, you're coming down the stretch here. You're in a fight for you want that best record in the conference. Going into the playoffs, because you want all your game sevens at your place if it comes to that, and they're pulling this off now of all time. Look, if this was going on in early January, you'd say, okay, tinker here, tinker there, get someone signed, get someone off the bench, tape somebody's ankle up, good to go. We're in late March here, Mike.
Well, they tinkered. They tinkered with Bynum, and they tinkered with Evan Turner. And last time I saw, Turner gave them something. Bynum got to come off the bench. I mean, Bynum, they may need him in there for some energy. I don't know. But they have everything they need in terms of pieces. Now, they're just
not performing. They're not performing.
They just have to go out and play.
Here's the thing. Look, as much as I hate the Miami Heat, Miami, they can, and maybe not as much as they used to 2-3 years ago, but they can turn it on and turn it off. Indiana's not to the point in this incantation of the Pacers where they could just turn it on and turn it off at will. they got to play good ball every day, or they gonna, what's going to happen is what's happening is going to happen.
Well, you know, your bad habits catch up with you, so we'll find out, man. I mean, I don't have an answer. I felt like maybe if they beat the Heat, that would turn them around, and then, you know, then they go to Washington and get beat. Now they get beat in Cleveland tonight. So I don't know what to say. That's just added.
Now, here's the thing. It's losing to Washington, there's no shame in that anymore. I got news here. The Washington Wizards, or as I still call them, the Baltimore Bullets, they are one big man and one more good power forward away. Not power forward. If they had a good shooting forward, if they had a two guard, and you know, John Wall's great, don't get me wrong, but they have someone to back up John Wall and they get somebody big in the middle, that's going to be a very good team in about 2 or 3 years.
I agree.
You know, and out of nowhere, because, you know, you think Washington, you think Washington, other than football and baseball, you think Washington, you think Alex Ovechkin in hockey, you don't think basketball. But I got news for you. Those guys at the phone booth right now, they're playing some damn good hoops right now down there in downtown D.C. Well, that sounds good. Mike, you want a cigarette?
They got a young man down there in Washington who grew up in St. Louis named Bradley Beal. Bradley's a player. He's sharing backcourt time with John Wall.
Yeah.
National Player of the Year. So Bradley's doing the job down there as well. Of course, my polar bracket was blown up today in New York.
I was interested to see. You know, I said this on Friday. There was a chance that it could have been a Michigan State final. I would have liked to have seen that.
I wanted to see three Big Ten teams there. Wisconsin held their end of the deal.
We were talking to Kolsky. Look, as far as that Michigan-Kentucky game goes, that was a good game. It's a shame somebody has to lose a game like that, but somebody does. Michigan State did everything in their power to lose that game today.
Too many turnovers.
Well, not so much that. What happened is they let UConn stick around. They went down early. They finished up the second first half with that 9-0 run. And then they came out flat in the second half, and they waited until there was 5 minutes left in the game before they turned it back on again. And they just ran out of time. I don't know what it is, if I'm Tom Izzo, this one's going to bother me. This one's really because let's be honest, you were the better team. You know,
the big problem for me in this one is that my homeboy Brandon Dawson, who put 24-10 on Virginia, scored 5 points today.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, go ahead. Quickly.
No, the other thing is they stunk at the line.
They did, and that's going to kill you every time. And look what it did to Memphis a couple of years ago. Mike, I got to run. Go Celtics.
Go Pace.
Mike in Indiana, longtime caller, longtime friend, delusional, but longtime friend. 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Doc Ellis pitched a no-hitter on LSD. Those who've taken LSD, tell the others how hard that might be.
If the man wants Van Halen, we give him Van Halen. He's the only guy ever to win the MVP as a rookie, because Ichiro doesn't count. Oh, yeah, and he was Rookie of the Year. When you were growing up and you thought center fielders, this guy was money. Boston Red Sox, California Angels had huge years. Big Van Halen fan. And I'll never forget my senior year in high school. Playing baseball, you love your local team. He was a center fielder. Probably doesn't want to go back and remember this too much, but he was our center fielder for the San Diego Padres. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Fred Lynn joins us. Fred, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for that intro. It was a good one.
Yeah, you know, I loved you when you played for the Padres. I saw your first game you played for San Diego. I wish we could bring you back, a young Fred Lynn. We need somebody like you at Petco Park now.
They definitely need some offense. You know, there's no question about that. You know, they had the pitching until a couple of them got hurt early in the season, but they definitely need some thunder in their lineup. There's two ways to look at it. Either you put some more thunder in there, or you go with team speed and pitching, and they don't have either. So they got a ways to go.
Yeah, story of the Padres' history. Fred, you know, nowadays with all the cable television sports shows and with the Internet, and Red Sox Nation has become so big. But it was always big. Maybe it wasn't as huge across the country as it is now. But Red Sox Nation, that area has always loved baseball from a long, long time ago. And to start out the way you did, I mean, what was it like being the man in Boston?
It was pretty exciting. I won't lie to you. You know, it was a lot of fun. We had a young team. You know, we did have some veteran guys on the club, but the nucleus of our club is young. So we're all going through it together. It wasn't just me. It was a whole bunch of us. And so, you know, we palled around together. Obviously, we played together. And we grew on and off the field together. So it was a great learning experience. It was a great time to be young. It was a great time to play baseball in the 70s. And we had a great time doing it, that's for sure.
Well, your career statistics are fantastic. You hit over 300 home runs, over 1,100 RBIs, a .283 career average, but you won the MVP your first year. I mean, Ichiro, you know, take your hat off. Guy's fabulous. But he was a pro, a seasoned pro by the time he got here. You were a rookie, a kid coming out of USC. You were a rookie, and you won the Rookie of the Year, and then you won the MVP. And you're, I mean, where do you go from there?
Well, had we won the World Series, you know, the thought had crossed my mind. I said, well, geez, I ought to retire and go play football.
I mean, if you would have beat the Cincinnati Reds and won that, I mean, that's everything. I mean, you can only go downhill from there.
No, that's right. Yeah, what do you do from here? What have you done for me lately? And when you play in Boston, they ask you those questions. And so, I mean, you know, my next couple of years, you know, people say, well, gee, you're not playing like you did the first year. Well, I said, well, gee, I don't think, you know, you're supposed to do that every year, are you? But, you know, it was, like I said, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, winning all those awards the first year, you know, I had to kind of reset my goals a little bit because, you know, I was achieving them a little quicker than I thought.
You know, I look at your numbers, and I think of you as one of the best players of your generation, and I know numbers have gotten so out of hand, and you know, when you talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame, it's just, they have these marks that, well, you got to get to 3,000 hits, you got to get to 300 wins, you know, you got to, it used to be, you know, if you got to 400 home runs, now it's looking more like 500 home runs, but when you take a career like yours, and you look at, you were in the All-Star game, what, like 9 times, you know, the Gold Gloves, the MVP, I mean, you name it, you did it. You know, do you look at it and you go, huh, I should have a better chance of getting to Cooperstown?
Well, I did all the individual things, there's no question. But I, you know, I never played on a championship team. Kind of came close a couple of times, lost in a playoff to the Yankees in 78, but never got the brass ring. I don't know if that has any bearing whatsoever. I hear it, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But the bottom line is, for me, if I had those stats and you threw another, I don't know, 5,000 at-bats into it or whatever, 2,000, 2,500 at-bats, something like that, and still had the same kind of stats, yeah, I probably would be in. But I got hurt so much my second half of my career, I couldn't stay on the field. And when I was healthy, I played the way everybody thought I could play and the way I thought I could play. But just staying on the field was a problem there for a while.
The great Fred Lynn joins us here on the Krug and Towney Show. Now, after the Red Sox, you headed out and you played for the California Angels, which, as bizarre as it is, they still play in the same park, but it's been completely redone. They're the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I mean, it's just so, and probably the most bizarre thing, Fred, is to see the Angels, arguably the best team in baseball right now. They've won a World Series. This is an Angel team that's become a powerhouse. And the one thing, because growing up in San Diego, you also got to see Angel games on KTLA. So I got to watch you when I was even younger, and I got to watch you play for the Angels. And it's just, it's amazing to see how far that franchise has come from being basically the stepsister in Orange County to the LA Dodgers to being truly right now the number one team and the second largest market in the country. Would you ever think that would happen with the Angels?
Well, you know, it's kind of ironic for me personally. The two teams that I played with and that I'm most recognized for playing for, the Red Sox and the Angels, were the two most snake-bitten teams in all of baseball.
Sure.
In those years. And now they've both won. You know, the Angels have won and the Sox have won twice. And the Angels, they're on their way to winning another one this year, like you said. Although Tampa Bay, no one wants to give them the credit that they're achieving. They're pretty tough. And if the World Series was held in Tampa Bay, I wouldn't bet against them. I mean, they are very tough to beat down there.
Sometimes
I think the Angels are definitely the team.
Now, I want Jerry, our producer, he's a longtime Red Sox fan, at some point to come in because I know he wants to ask you a question because you're one of his favorites of all time. But, you know, when you're looking at baseball and you think about these young kids and the money that they're making now, going back to your day, I mean, you guys made pretty good scratch yourselves, but I mean, think about it, Fred. Think about it in your 20s, you're out of college, and now millions of dollars, you're traveling to these big cities, you're a Major League Baseball player. What a life these guys got, and what trouble they possibly could get into.
Well, yeah, we had none of those trappings. You know, the phones that we used, you had to put money in to use them. You know, they didn't take pictures, you know, they didn't do any of those kinds of things. Yeah, I made $20,000 my first year in the big league, so I don't know what they, you know, I mean, I can't even imagine their lifestyle. I really can't. I mean, I'm not there, so that's beyond me. That's the kind of stuff you read in People magazine.
About, yeah.
You know, those kind of people. But, yeah, they're under the microscope, too, and they can't let loose like we did. I don't know what they do for entertainment, you know, to get away from the game. You know, we'd go out and have a few beers with the guys, and you know, it was fine. Now, boy, you know, they're under the gun 24 hours a day. So, I think they play under more pressure than we did.
You know, I got to ask you about, you know, speaking of, you know, you made $20,000 your first year. I mean, if you were playing at USC now and had the career you had at USC, I bet you'd be getting paid more than $20,000 just to come out of college. And the first time I played college baseball, and I remember the first time I went and played against USC. And you remember going there going, wow, you think of all the guys, you know, Tom Seaver, yourself, and Mark McGwire, and so many great players played for Ron Dado and all the great champions, all the championships that you guys won. I mean, just let people know, I mean, we know SC football. Now SC football is as big as it's ever been. But SC back when you were there and for many years under the legendary Ron Dado, your guys' program was second to none.
Well, you know, we won five titles in a row, and I was on the middle three. I was there 3 years and won three national titles. You know, that's never going to be accomplished again, five in a row. That was when UCLA was winning their 10 in a row. So between the two schools, we weren't letting anybody win anything, basically, in the early 70s. And Rod Dado is, you know, he's the best baseball man I ever played for, and he was cranking out guys left and right. You know, Randy Johnson was there. As you said, McGwire, Tommy Seaver, Ron Fairley, Rich Dower, Roy Smalley. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But what our guys were noted for is that when they came out of school, they were fundamentally sound. You know, you could count on an SC guy. You put him in the big leagues, and he's not going to screw up. He might not be the best player, but he's going to be a fundamentally sound player, and he's always going to be mentally aware. That was kind of why we won.
Well, I got to have my producer ask you a question. He's from Massachusetts, long-time Boston Red Sox fan. Jerry, you're what, 40?
I'm 43 now, so I was 10 years old when Fred's a rookie. Actually, he came up in 74. I remember he hit like 400, but they would never let him play. I remember
yeah,
that.
That's right.
You
yeah.
And Rice they brought up. Hey, listen, I do have one question. Of all the pitchers you played with the Sox, and like I said, I grew up, I was a bleacher bum at Fenway when you were in your first couple of years there. What pitcher did you enjoy playing behind the most? Like, and I said, which one, like, you know, some pitchers pitch quickly?
Billy was the one I liked playing behind the most.
Hey, my guy.
Billy got the ball and he threw it. You know, he was not a strikeout pitcher, and he didn't waste any time. Got the sign, boom, here comes the ball, he's going to put it in play. It's like playing behind Tommy John. And they're not going to strike guys out. They're going to throw strikes, and the players are going to hit the ball, so you're going to be on your toes. Guys that I didn't like would stare in there for 3 minutes, get the sign, take all day to wind up, you know, ball one, ball two, strike one, ball three. Oh, those guys drove you crazy.
Yeah, I can understand that. By the way, Lee was an SC guy too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was he like? Because, I mean, Jerry he actually knows Lee real well. But, you know, what was it like playing with this guy? I mean, this guy, you know, for us, he was like a cult figure in a way.
Well, Billy, first of all, is very intelligent. Maybe too much for his own good. But between the lines, between the white lines, there was nobody that was more competitive than Billy. Just loved the game. In fact, he's still playing, by the way. He's still barnstorming. He's up in Vermont or New Hampshire, and he's on some league, and they go all over the country still playing baseball, and he's a little older than I am. So he's quite the guy. You know, in fact, he won 17 games 3 years in a row for us, throwing basically sinkers and Ephus pitches. But the guy was a competitor. He knew how to pitch, and he pitched quickly. I remember we were in Minnesota. We had a game that was like an hour and 50 minutes. He threw 70 pitches.
Wow.
You know, and so it was a treat to play with him. And then, of course, you know, off the field.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was lights out. I mean, we've got Billy, who's just crazier than a loon. We've got Louis Tiant, George Scott. You've got Roger Maret, and you got some personalities. Then you throw in Fisk and Yastrzemski, and oh, my.
Oh, yeah. What a strange crew that was.
I didn't say two words all year.
Bill Lee and Carlton Fisk together. I just don't see it.
Yeah, they're like oil and water. but, you know, they worked well on the field, and that's all you cared about. You know, they had their run-ins off the field, and we all, you know, we didn't get along all the time, but on the field, they were both highly motivated to win, and that's all that mattered. And Carlton said, "Put down a finger," and Billy threw it. That's all there was to it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, and I tell you, I remember I watched you play your first game, and you played in those. They were the really bad unis, too. That's when they went from the Taco Bell unis from when the Padres were in the World Series in 84 to really going to this weird brown with the orange. I mean, what was that quickly? How bad was it putting on a Padre uniform?
A UPS man in a Yankee uniform.
The pinstripes. It was terrible.
It was not flattering. those hats that we had, oh, they were ugly.
I can tell you, though, we were fired up when we knew you were coming to town.
Well, you know what? Actually, that ball club we had in 1990 with
mm-hmm. Ton of talent.
We had a really good ball club. When you think of the players that we had, Benny Santiago was our catcher, and he was very young.
Sure.
It was Robbie Alomar playing second.
Yeah, Jack Clark.
You had the Ripper at first.
You had Tony Gwynn.
Gary Templeton, of course. You got Tony Gwynn. You got
yeah.
Joe Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, Pagliarulo. We had some people, but the funny thing was, or not so funny actually, was that everybody got hurt. Everybody on that team, even Tony Gwynn had bad knees that year. So it was like, are you kidding me? It must have been me. After a while, I figured wherever I go, bad things are happening. I better get out and go into announcing.
Fred, thank you so much for stopping by. We got to have you on again, and it's a treat. I grew up watching. I love watching you play, and it was an honor to have you on.
Well, let's do it during the playoffs. What do you say?
That would be great. We appreciate it because, hey, no one knows better than you. Thanks so much. We'll call you soon.
All right.
The great Fred Lynn right here. Guy won the MVP his rookie year. You kidding me?
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Have you ever experienced loss of consciousness, hallucinations, dizzy spells, convulsive disorders, fainting, or periods of loss of memory?
Well, hasn't everyone?
Our thanks to Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer for joining us, as well as Fred Lynn, former Rookie of the Year and MVP with the 1975 Boston Red Sox. Only player to do, you know, nothing against Ichiro, but he was a kid when he did it, okay? No time for an update, but had we had time, it would have been brought to you by LiverGuard. Here's what you would have done. You would have gone to livergard.com. You would have typed in the coupon code the word GREAT, G-R-E-A-T. You would have gotten a great deal. Would have delivered anywhere. Stuff is so good, it helped prevent the alcohol hangover. But look, you want to avoid the hangover altogether? Just don't mix your drinks. Keep them in separate glasses. But if you don't want to listen to me and do things your own way, take your Liver Guard. Go to livergard.com. 1-800-878-7529. I'm Jerry Burke. And it's good to be Jerry. You're the listener. It's Peter Frampton, boys and girls. This is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92.